show up on his live. This nigga won't invite me to the live. He see that I'm there, so bitch, push the motherfucking button and let me come on. But instead, he sends you niggas after me talking all this shit. Let me tell y'all something. And I'm being real honest right now. For as much as y'all think that I'm raw as fuck and I be honest about everything that I say, let me tell you, I do hold back some things. I do. I say, well, let me tell you, you're not supposed to say that. Don't say that for the people. For as much as y'all think I don't hold back, I hold back a whole lot. I really do. And out of all of this motherfucking fighting for black people and trying to get us somewhere, this is the shit that makes me feel like I don't want to do this shit no more. I'm being honest with y'all. So for all these pro-black ass niggas who is out here claiming that they for the community, all the fuck they ever do is tell out people that are doing the real work. So who the fuck is in here that you Tariq follower? I'm going to need you to defend this nigga since this is what the fuck y'all do so much. Huh? Who in the chat that defends this nigga? I need you motherfuckers in the chat today. Because you bitches have been all in my comment section, all on my Instagram, all in my motherfucking email. You niggas have no life. I don't know the last time I took the time to send a fucking 5-page paragraph to a motherfucker on YouTube that I give no fuck about, that does not interfere or affect with my motherfucking life. But you niggas go all in for Tariq. I understand you niggas have no father, and this nigga is like a father to you motherfuckers. But I'm tired of dealing with and fighting black people. I really the fuck am. I really the fuck am. And all you niggas who open your mouths ain't shit, but niggas who don't do nothing. Y'all don't put shit on the line. You're not doing anything. So where is Tariq's followers? Because y'all niggas be in the chat. So let me give you a minute, bitches, to get in this motherfucker. Don't leave no comments on my motherfucking page. Stop harassing a motherfucker because you ain't got shit better to do in life. Bitch, where you at now? Come talk to me. Come talk to me. Say all of that bullshit that you have to say any other motherfucking time. And I want y'all to know firmly, I swear to God, if you follow this nigga, unfollow me, my nigga. I expect to see thousands of people gone and ask me, do I give a fuck? We talk about all this black empowerment that we want, and we want to get some goddamn where, and we want to be free, but it's niggas like Tariq why we will never be free. So where is his defenders at? Where is his defenders? Because I need you niggas to tell me one fucking thing that Tariq has ever done that fucking affects the black community in a way that has got you closer to any fucking freedom. Answer the question for me, you bitch ass niggas that keep sucking his dick because you didn't have a father, so that's your fucking form of breastfeeding. Because I don't want no woman over here to say shit to me about Tariq, but you niggas love to fight with a 5'2 motherfucking woman that just be on here trying to do something for her people. So where the fuck are you bitches at now? Come on. Come on, come over here and talk all of that shit right now. You know, like how I can't support a brother because y'all want me to be like Tariq. You want me to tear out every motherfucking nigga that's trying to do something in our community for black people. So because I won't, I got to be fucking Grandmaster Jay. He must have gave me some good wood. Not because I support this brother because he's doing something and we friends, because it got to be some fuck shit. I want y'all to listen to the shit that these niggas say, but they bought the black community. Come on with it. Come on with it. Where you bitches is at? This is what I need to know. You know it get real when a nigga don't call you Leechy X no more. Then I caught your live. Shout out to my people. Y'all always sending me shit. And I tapped into this nigga live the other day. And he sent you niggas after me. He directly said to you, Leechy X, go watch her video, y'all. Y'all gotta go watch her. He sent y'all niggas over here to my platform, and you niggas came running like some bitch-ass niggas with little dicks who have no balls, who don't stand as a man on your own. So I watched for the past 3 days since he made that video, and I watched how many of you niggas came over here on his orders. But how many of you niggas stand the fuck up and put yourself on the line or go create some shit to help the black community? That's what I want to know. How many of you niggas do that shit? None. All you do is run your mouth. Know that if black people never be free, it'll be because of bitch-ass men like you motherfuckers that call yourself our motherfucking race. All of these black men, y'all supposed to be black men that's supposed to be so tough. How the fuck are you real men and you follow a nigga that has no motherfucking testosterone in his whole body? This nigga walks like a bitch. He got an ass like a bitch. He licks his lips like a bitch. He smacks like a bitch. He wear lip gloss like a bitch, and you niggas ride his dick fucking constantly. Constantly. I want you niggas to know that you're full of shit, and if you follow Tariq, I don't want you to follow me. I don't need all of this. Oh, nigga, I like all black people. You make some good points. He makes some good points. Fuck Alquan. Alquan can suck 70 dicks. That's what Alquan can do. All you niggas love clout chasing. Alquan done called in many a times when I've had call-in shows, but the nigga act like he not Alquan. He got so much to ask. He want to know what I'm going to do for the Polish community. Bitch, go let me know what the Polish community needs. When they need somebody to fight for them, I will show up. Nigga, you can't tell me what the Polish community needs, but I need to go over there. Fuck all you niggas. You know what really, really bothers me? Is that I'm a woman and you niggas be coming for me. So am I a threat to y'all? Like how is it that a woman offends y'all so much? My beef is with men more than it's ever with women. I don't really have any women that come for me. But you niggas come for me like you wanna fight. Nigga, I will fight you. I don't know what the fuck you thought this was. I'm not a polished ass motherfucker. I don't sit up here and read from scripts. I don't motherfucking say the right thing. I say what the fuck is on my mind. And all you niggas come over here with that bitch ass shit. I need all you niggas to get off my page. Leave, please. Let me check the subscribers. Is it going down? Because I don't need your motherfucking follow. Let's look at this shit. Please, unsubscribe. If you follow Tariq, all of that neutral shit, today is over, my nigga. It's over today. The subscribers going up. Why the fuck they not going down? Because it's a bunch of you niggas who watch me who take for that nigga at the same time. You want to wonder why we can't get free, but you niggas over here praising a motherfucker that do what? That entertain? This nigga slides across the stage with fucking fur on. With lips so shiny, looks like he suck a good dick. But you niggas is over here talking shit to me. This is your leader? This is your motherfucking leader? Really? You need to tell that nigga Tariq to stop worrying about what the fuck we over here doing and worry about that fucking wife he got that he's been fucking ever since she was underage, my nigga. I'm not gonna say allegedly, nigga. We seen the picture of that 12-year-old sitting next to you, nigga. You been fucking that girl since you was fucking 14 years old. You waited for her to get old enough for it to be legal, and then you made the bitch your wife. Because you such a bitch ass, nigga. You can't be with a grown woman because you need a little girl you can fucking mold and make what you had to be. So when she becomes a grown woman, she follows all your commands because you're a bitch ass nigga. Worry about that fucking girl you've been fucking since she was 15. Do that for me, my nigga. Do that for me. Don't nobody want to talk about that though, right? Y'all don't want to talk about that. Y'all lick the fucking shitty draws this nigga has. For what? I'm dead right. Somebody say y'all laughing and shit, dead ass. I'm dead ass. I'm going to need somebody to tell me why y'all rock with this nigga. Because I'm starting to look at all of y'all that do funny style. If I get you on this page and you on my page too, nigga, I'm blocking you. I spent the past 3 days blocking the fuck out of niggas. I'm going to need y'all with all y'all taping, your ass licking, your ball licking, your dick sucking the sales. Tell me what this nigga has done for the black community. Do not tell me he made a documentary. I don't give a fuck. How many niggas have made movies and documentaries? So if that's the case, I'm going to need you to suck the dick of the nigga that made Roots and all these other fucking movies that give you some knowledge. This is what he done. Where has this nigga done anything that he's put himself on the line? Where has he built any movies? Organization, where has he built any motherfucking thing that gets back to the very community that he siphons everything the fuck from? Huh? Please tell me. Tell me. Because I need to know today. What the fuck is today? I need to know on December.
Oh, no. Come on now. Long as it gonna buffer for. Just when it was getting
12.
Here we go.
You tough as fuck, right? You tough as fuck with a J and no picture, my nigga. We don't even know who you is. Calling me a bitch, telling me to shut up. You hard as fuck, huh? Ooh. ooh, you a man. Ooh, you so manly. No, you're a bitch. You're a little girl. Because let me tell you what real men ain't doing. Real men is not over here trying to argue with a motherfucking woman that all receipts say that I've been doing shit for the black community while another nigga tell you just to come over here and talk shit to me and you niggas fucking follow them orders and y'all came over here running your mouth. Johnny, suck a dick, my nigga, because you acting like a real faggot ass nigga right now. Do you have anything else you would like to say? I'm watching the chat for you, baby. I'm going to talk to you like you're a little girl because that's how the fuck you acting. You want to say anything else, Johnny? You niggas love to come over here. Bitch, shut the fuck up on my page. You here, though. You subscribed, my nigga. You here. You here. Because that's what you want to do is hear me talk. Right? Johnny, don't get quiet now. Don't get quiet now, baby. Do you don't have nothing else to say? That's all you want to say was, bitch, shut the fuck up? I'm from Detroit. I prefer the Big Sean version. Ho, shut the fuck up. I got way too much on my mental, right? I don't nobody give a fuck about what you talking about. Oh, you done got quiet? Oh, you came to say that and you ain't got nothing else to say. Don't block a motherfucker tonight. For all of my moderators, don't block nobody. Let these bitch-ass niggas expose themselves. Don't get quiet now. Johnny. Where you at, nigga? Ali Oxen motherfucking free. Where you at? You done got quiet real quick like a little bitch. See, all of you niggas running around here acting like your mother. But it's cool, because I understand you have no fathers. All the niggas who don't have fathers run to Tariq. Because if you had a father, you wouldn't be over there sucking that nigga dick, because your daddy wouldn't have been and told you. You don't sit in chats arguing with women, be out here doing something with your life before you trying to chat other people, right? Worry about your life. Worry about your family. Worry about your manhood in this bitch. But instead, you allowed Tariq to strip you from your manhood every time this nigga put on some fucking lip gloss and give you nigga bitch ass orders that y'all follow. Johnny, you got quiet for me. Yeah, did you? Wow. You really showed up like the punk bitch you are. Somebody said they timed somebody out. Don't time nobody out. Don't time nobody out. Don't block nobody. Don't fucking get rid of nobody. Let these bitch ass niggas speak. This live is for them. I invited them to it. I want them here. Do not block nobody. Do not block nobody. So Tariq has a live the other day, y'all. And he tells niggas directly. Remember, I used to be Leechy X, right? I was Leechy. He refused to say my name because I'm supposedly clout chasing. Nigga, I don't give no fuck about no views. Clout chasing? Fuck you niggas. It's hard enough to stay live. Y'all don't get yet now as much as Leechy be on here. See, when it was a job and I went live Monday through Friday for Fly Movie and Queen, it was another thing. Now that I'm doing my own thing, you see how often I don't be live? You think I give a fuck about these views? Do you? Because I don't. If you thought I did, let me tell you I don't. So he calls me Leechy X. I've never understood the fucking joke in that. So if there's anybody over here that y'all continue to call me that and y'all think that shit is funny, please tell me what is leechy about me. Who have I leeched off of? Nobody pays my bills, bitch. Matter of fact, I pay my own and a whole bunch of people in my circle. So who the fuck paying my bills? Who am I leeching off of? But y'all laugh at that shit. This nigga's not funny at all. But y'all laugh at that shit. Because y'all niggas need a daddy and you want to laugh at your daddy's jokes. I get it. Then he tells y'all, this was the most hilarious thing to me, right? He says that I am an agent, Jay is an agent. He says he doesn't really wish prison on anybody. Y'all don't listen to this fucking nigga the way that he talks, right? Right? He says that at the end of the day that me and him read from a script because we talk the same. We talk that old 70s shit, you know, that jive turkey sucker shit. Now, let's be real, y'all, for a moment. Let me not be so going in and let's be real, right? Who the fuck talk like they from the 70s? You dig? You dig? Who the fuck talks like that? Michi talks like I'm from the 70s? I've never used the word sucker. I've never called anybody a job turkey. And I've never said you dig. Nigga, you the one running around. Me sliding across the stage like your fucking cameo. The only thing you're missing is a cup for your dick, nigga. You are always licking your lips saying shit like, you dig? You the nigga that talk like you stuck in the best years of your life. Nigga, you talk like you from straight from the 70s and the 80s, and you have the nerve to say this is what me and Grandmaster Jay talk like. This is what I'm saying. Y'all niggas that watch Tariq are the dumbest motherfuckers I've ever met in my life. I think you're dumber than the motherfuckers who watch Vicky and Dr. Watkins. You're actually dumb as fuck for watching this nigga. This nigga really said this shit and you fucking laughed at that shit. But there's no truth to it. Like, y'all niggas have no integrity or nothing, do you? I mean, let's be real. Let's be real in this motherfucker. For everybody that's over here, thank you, Eric. Who the fuck talks like they from the 70s? When the fuck have you ever heard talk like that? Diddy says, me and Grandmaster Jay is reading from a script because we talk a lot. So now I read scripts. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me make sure I keep it right, right? So I read my script that the government then gave me. It's not fucking stupid, my nigga. And y'all laugh at all of this bullshit. But I think the most disheartening thing to me is not that you niggas was laughing at him, because I can give a fuck less. It's that he told y'all, you gotta go over and you gotta listen to Leechy X. He didn't use Leechy X. You using my real name now, nigga? I must have offended you majorly since you wanna tell niggas who the fuck I really am. You gave them my actual name instead of that bullshit ass name you came up with that wasn't funny at all. And you told them to come over to my page, right? James says, I want y'all to pay attention. James says, Agent Leechy. I want y'all to pay attention to the names. It's nothing but dick riding ass, faggot ass niggas in here that do this shit for him. Come on with him. Come on with him. Keep on coming so y'all can see the type of bitches I'm talking about. Right? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Where the rest of you bitch ass niggas at? I'm sure it's some up in there. He not the only one. So where the rest of you Tariq Nasheed dick suckers at? Come on. Please expose yourself to that. I need you to. I want you to know that if we never get anywhere, it's because of motherfuckers like Tariq and because of bitch ass niggas like you. I will tell you time and time again, as black women, we not never get in no fight if we don't have our men with us. We need our men to stand the fuck up. We need our men to lead the families and be the protectors and the providers that they are supposed to be. But the sad truth is, we would never have that ever again. Because this day and age, we have too many bitch-ass men. Right? And Tariq is a prime example. If you want to know what not to be like as a man, watch this nigga's comment section, watch his followers, and you understand what the fuck a bitch-ass man looks like. This is what I need y'all to understand.
Shit, buffering too much. They messing with her feed. Might come back, still buffering. She was going in too. Meet you don't play. Let me see if I start it over. She's gonna have to restart the live. Shit.
And sisters, y'all tell me, do y'all got men? And like, if you're single, what the fuck, what is your hopes and your prospects for a real black man? And I swear, like 60% of you niggas in the whole black race are bitches. Like straight bitches. I don't want no bitch in my life. Absolutely not at all. I don't know about the rest of you sisters, but I don't. I don't. And this is what we deal with. So this is what they do. They come over here, I'm talking shit, and so because they mad, because they want to let this nigga speak, but they don't want me to speak, then you start flagging my video. Y'all niggas is funny. If y'all want black women to ever find their femininity again, I'm going to need you niggas to stop being bitches. You do realize that black women have taken on a persona of masculinity, and we have learned how to fight and become the position of what the fuck black men should be because of the way that you niggas act. Society wants you to put on dresses, and a lot of you niggas wear that shit, not literally, but proverbially. Y'all walk around here like you got on fucking skirts like bitches. But you, yet and still, you want a woman to treat you like a man or respect you like a man when most of you niggas act like bitches. So is any of you, is any of you Tariq niggas back up in here? Or that's what you gonna do? You just gonna come along and you gonna keep buffering that motherfucking live and reporting that shit? That's what we gonna do? Right, cause this little lady is saying to y'all, this 5'2 woman that intimidated y'all, and you don't like my video, so you gonna flag it. I swear to God, some of you niggas, I will fight y'all. Like, I know I'm a woman, and y'all like, y'all not supposed to fight men, but men today are not built like the men when I grew up. Y'all some bitches. It's a couple of y'all. I think I could take y'all straight up. I really do, because y'all some bitches. So understand this. So as I was saying before I got flagged, Tariq starts telling everybody that they should come over and listen to my video. He sends them all the fuck over here. Go over there and listen to her. Really, that was code for go over there and talk shit to her. And he didn't call me Leechy X. He called me Meechy X so that they would know who I really was. For anybody who didn't know who Meechy was, so they could find my real name, so they could come on over to my platform. Now, any other time, this nigga's calling me Leechy X, not by my real name, right? So if you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't know. This time he tells you my real name because he wants you to come over here, and he tells them, you know, go over there and listen to her. You know, she talked like a nigga from the 70s, her and Grandmaster Jay. It's like they reading from a script. But then this nigga says, you know, I don't wish jail on nobody. I don't want anybody to go to jail, but I thought Grandmaster Jay was an agent. I thought that I was an agent. So if we're agents, who's going to jail, right? Right? And if we were agent and we're no good for the black community, we should go to jail, right? Nigga, you double talk all the time. And you stupid niggas don't understand double talk. So he can say one thing 1 minute, and the next minute he can say something else. And all you niggas is just like, yes, 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 Tariq sucking the fuck out of this nigga dick. All you bitch ass niggas. None of you niggas could never be my motherfucking man because you bitches. I just want to say that, right? So then y'all come over here and y'all talking all of that shit. But I want everybody to know this, because this is the thing that pisses me the fuck off the most, is that if we don't get anywhere in this fucking movement, I want you to know that this shit is because of motherfuckers like Tariq. Here we go. Here we go. We got another one. So Charles Jackson says, Meechy X, Hush, and Garnett. No, stop. Oceana Lakes, do not block nobody. Do not block nobody. Don't block nobody. Don't time them out. Please let these niggas show themselves. I want y'all to see how many bitch ass men. I want y'all to pay attention to the names. I want you to see that it's men in this motherfucker. It's not women that are coming over here to talk shit. Like, come on, Tariq's name is in there. The followers' names is in there. Y'all niggas already came over here. You subscribe to my channel, right? You subscribe to my channel. Somebody said I gotta step, let people trigger me. That's not the point of letting people trigger me. Let me tell you something. For all of you that sit on the other end of this, I promise you every day, I want to say, fuck this shit. So if Meechy ever cuts off her motherfucking videos, I delete all of this shit and I go to fuck away, don't fucking ask me why. Don't ask me why, because you niggas watching, your information has not been put on the internet. You don't have men in your motherfucking email like me threatening to come and fuck me up and letting me know they know where I live. Do you know that the day after I fucking did a video about Grandmaster Jay, I got grown-ass fucking men in my inbox telling me, bitch, we know where you live, giving me my address so that I know they know where I live, and telling me that I should up my security. If that ain't a threat, then what the fuck is? So all of you niggas saying let motherfuckers trigger me, fuck that shit. I am a woman that lives alone with my children. Do you get threats in your fucking email just because I decide to support and stand by a man that is trying to do something for the black community? So because the nigga don't like what I say, or he don't like that I support somebody, he don't like niggas, you don't support him, you think he an agent, bitch, have your feelings and move the fuck on. Why is it your job to harass any fucking body who stands with this man? Huh? Why is that your fucking job? Why the fuck everybody gotta think like you, or you gotta do something to get rid of them? How many of y'all follow me and we don't all fucking get along? You don't agree with everything that I say. That is a right for you to fucking not agree with everything that I say. But you niggas go to the extent that since I have spoke up for Grandmaster Jay, there are niggas, so don't tell me don't get triggered. Because I have had so many threats in my fucking email telling me how the fuck I better watch my back. So you gonna come do something to me? You gonna come do something to me? You gonna come to my house, my nigga? And do what? You gonna kick my door in and what? Kill me and my kids? Do you scared to fuck yourself? Matter of fact, I took my fucking tax return to start the motherfucking black agenda. I forked out money to do the shit that I do. I ain't asked y'all for a motherfucking thing. But maybe I should. Maybe I should. I should. I should fucking get you niggas to give up all your black ass dollars. Maybe I should, because it seemed like that's what the fuck y'all looking for. Y'all want a nigga to take all your money out your pockets. I should charge y'all $1,000 for my fucking class like everybody else is doing, instead of fucking charging you $129 to give you some jewels that could change your motherfucking life. Maybe that's what I should do. Maybe y'all would be happy with that. Because it seems like niggas like being lied to. We like being taken advantage of in this motherfucker. So before anybody tells me that I shouldn't let people trigger me or I shouldn't get mad, fuck y'all, with all due respect. My children, let me tell you something. My children have been harassed in their fucking inboxes. My son has been sent hate mail in prison from black people. Black people. Motherfuckers off YouTube, Tariq's followers. This is what they do. They put my address out there. They threaten me. They tell me they're coming to get me. They tell me, bitch, we know where you live. This is what we do to each other? I don't give a fuck if you don't agree with me. Nigga, I've never looked up none of that nigga shit about his family. I've never personally went to any of his family members and sent them threats. The only threats I've ever sent is the ones I sent against him. Nigga, I will Nancy Kerrigan you. You old ass mink sliding bitch. You already got gout in your knee. Nigga, I will kick you in your motherfucking kneecap, my nigga, and push that bitch backwards, and you will have bigger problems than gout. I can't stand that motherfucker. I never said shit about your bitch ass wife. I never said shit about your motherfucking kids, my nigga. But fuck you, your wife and your kids, and that white ass bitch that's your mother-in-law that live in your house, motherfucker. Why you never speak on Jews? Because, nigga, you living in a house with one. But you niggas love this motherfucker. You love this motherfucker. This nigga who told Jew that he might be pro-black all day long, but he'll erect a European flag in the bedroom all day. Or do you niggas not know he said that? You know the same nigga that y'all be sucking his dick, and some of you black women be sucking that nigga dick too. You know the same nigga who said that black women that are single mothers don't fucking deserve reparations because it's your bastard ass kids that are fucking up the community. Oh, y'all don't know he said that? Oh, it's still on wax. It's still out there. You niggas want to research everything else and make up shit? Go research that shit. Next time you on his live, ask that nigga how he feel about reparations being given to black women who are single black women. He said, y'all don't deserve shit because your bastard ass kids is fucking up the community. I'm going to let that sink in. But y'all let the fuck out of this nigga. And y'all come over here fucking with me for it. And I think it's sad as fuck. It really is. And I get tired of this shit every day. Shout out to everybody who supports me. But unless y'all live in my shoes, like at the end of the day, I get tired of being bombarded with motherfucking threats. You have no idea how many threats I have received. And the crazy part is, I will tell you that since I've had this ongoing fuck Tariq ass commentary since months ago, I will tell you that most of the threats that I have received about me being harmed or people fucking with my black children has come from Tariq's followers, and they've all been men. But this is supposed to be okay. This okay. This okay. But see, I'm not a keyboard gangster. So I'd be wrong if I fuck this nigga up. Then it'd be like, oh, here come black on black crime. If I fuck this nigga up or have this nigga fucked up, I'd be wrong. I'd be wrong, nigga. I'm not a keyboard gangster. Fuck YouTube. Fuck this social media shit. I don't need this shit. You can ask anybody in my motherfucking life. Nietzsche don't even like to go live. What the fuck you think you won't see me for 2 weeks? This is not what the fuck I thrive on. But yeah, I'm supposed to take all of this shit for what? For what? For what? For what? For us to not be free anywhere? For niggas to constantly fuck with me? For some bitch ass nigga to come do something to me? You do know that most of the leaders and people that we've ever had that have stepped up to the plate, they've all been taken out by other niggas. Because there's always a nigga willing to do the bidding for the white man who's willing to take you out. This is why they don't even have to stand the fuck against us, because there's so many black people who are willing to do the job for them. And you niggas are so blind and you don't even see that Tariq is one of them. So I got grown ass men threatening me, threatening my children. Y'all done email me. Yeah, we know where you live. Telling me the side of town I live on, so you think it's going to pump fear through my heart. Oh, they must really know where I live. Y'all can get it twisted if you want to. Michi is not alone. Michi is surrounded by men. Show up at my house this weekend. I wish you would. I promise you will not leave this motherfucker the same way you come, bitch. And the sad part is none of you niggas is coming, but you think it's funny to threaten a woman all goddamn day long. All because I choose to stand with Grandmaster Jay and all of you disrespectful ass niggas with your fucking comments about, oh, he must have gave me some good wood. I must be fucking him. So every motherfucking time that I am in helping a brother, standing by a brother, supporting a brother, like we should do in this motherfucking fight, I may not agree with everything somebody does, but when you see that a brother has good intentions or a sister and they're out here doing work while none of you niggas is doing the work at the same time, I'm supposed to. I'm supposed to motherfucking just dismiss them. We can agree to disagree. As long as the foundation of what you stand on is freeing our people, we can work our way around those other issues. So because I support a brother that's doing something while none of you niggas is doing nothing, y'all mad at me. Y'all niggas support motherfuckers who tell you if you don't think like them, if you don't agree with them, if you don't do what they say do, then somehow something is wrong with you. And this is why I want y'all niggas to get off my live. If you support Tariq, leave me alone. Get the fuck off my page. Unsubscribe from me. I will be glad. I'm not a motherfucker driven by views. I want genuine people the fuck around me who believe in me and what the fuck I'm doing. So y'all niggas can get off my page. I promise you if I wake up tomorrow and 10,000 of you niggas is gone, I will be okay with that. So let's get to unsubscribe. Like right the fuck now. Let me look at what these numbers is, because I don't need this shit. I really the fuck don't. Because for as much as I stand for what I stand for, I want you to know at the end of the day, I'm still a motherfucking woman. I get tired of fighting these fucking niggas every goddamn day. I want you to know this is why black women feel this way. Here come another dick sucker. So Greg Phillips says, I love Tariq. So I assume you will be unsubscribing tonight, Greg. I hope the fuck's up. You love Tariq. So since you decided to open your mouth with some dick in your mouth, some balls in your jaw, brother, tell me, since you love Tariq so much, what the fuck do you love about this nigga? Please tell me. Please expound. Come on. Don't nobody delete him. Let's go. I'm gonna wait on you for a minute. Go ahead. You got the flow, nigga. Don't take too long now, you know. It ain't take too long to write that. Come on, write something else. Even if it's like, hold on a minute, I'm coming. Say something, nigga. Bitches, don't get quiet. Greg Phillips says, I love Michi too. No, you can't love Michi and love Tariq. You can't do that. At this point, you cannot do both. I disagree with that statement. You cannot love Tariq and love Michi when you watch this nigga Tariq on his live tell people to come the fuck over to my page and he has sent an army of men who have done nothing but threaten me. You can't love Michi and love Tariq, even though many months ago when we got into it, I went off on Tariq. Tariq went off on my children. I didn't bring his kids up at all. Then this nigga had people fucking inbox my daughter on social media and find her, and they sent shit to my son in prison telling him they were glad that he did not fucking get parole. You cannot love both, because if you love me, you shouldn't be okay with a grown-ass man doing the shit that he's doing. Nigga, you can make all the commentary you want. If you want to attack somebody, bitch, if I attack you, say something about me. Why the fuck are you including my black children in this? Going so far as to fuck with my kids? kids. Tariq can talk all he want to talk, but why are you sending niggas over here to harass me and fuck with me? So you can't love me and love him. You can't. People can agree to disagree, but you cross the line when you send niggas to harass and fuck with somebody. So I'm not understanding how you can love both. I'm gonna need you to explain that. Like, and let me ask you this question too, Greg. Just because you love somebody, do you ever feel that it's okay to put them in their place? See, because people come over here and they email me all the time that follow me and say, you know, I don't agree with everything, you know, that you say, Michi. You know, but it's okay. We can agree to disagree. And I'd be like, you know what? We can agree to disagree. Let's just agree on the shit that really fucking matters, right? You go over to Tariq and you disagree with him. He call you a punk ass bitch and he talk about you on his live and he tell you where the fuck to go and he tell you how broke you is. Only that he's paid. The funny thing is he's paid off all you niggas that he talk shit about and call y'all broke as soon as you don't agree with him. So I'm just saying, for as much as you support him, are you scared to tell this nigga he wrong? Because I don't ever see none of you niggas in his chat. I don't see you, Greg. I don't see none of y'all. I don't see none of y'all in his chat when he's talking all that bullshit. I don't ever see any of y'all be like, yo, but you out of place for that. Like, Tariq, don't send people over there to fuck with her like that. Like, believe what you want to believe, but why are you sending people to fuck with her? How come you ain't never questioned him about why the fuck he came after my kids when what I said about him had nothing to do with his children? I didn't say shit about his family. So if you too much of a motherfucking bitch ass man, Greg, forgive me with all due respect, to check this nigga, because just like you in my motherfucking chat telling me I love Tariq and I love you, are you ever in this nigga chat saying stop talking about me because you know I love her and I love you too? No, you don't do that to him because he'll block you, he'll cuss you out, and you probably scared of that shit. So you don't do that shit over here, so nigga don't do that motherfucking, you don't do it over there on his platform, don't do that shit on my platform. Don't come in here caping for this nigga, because you don't fucking stand for me, because bitch, I be in the chat. Every time this nigga mention my name, one of my followers will send me it, and I be writing that motherfucker watching. I was in the chat with you bitches live watching this shit. And none of you niggas said none of that in his life, so don't come over here to mine saying that shit in mine. You do not get to love both. Nigga, it's a line in the sand. You fucking choose a side. Get the fuck away from me, especially if you're a man and you're supporting a man who constantly sends people over to fuck with me and my children. You gotta get the fuck away from me. Because at some point, you niggas gotta take a fucking stand as fucking grown ass me. We supposed to be in this together and we all supposed to be fighting what, white supremacy? And looking for some freedom, but you okay with watching this nigga talk all of this shit about a black woman to the point where I go in. If the nigga wanna go in on me, he can go in on me. Here come another bitch ass nigga. TJ Boogie, sound like a man, FBA. I want y'all to pay attention. Every nigga, somebody said freedom of speech. Greg, is that your response? Your response is freedom of speech? Nobody said that he didn't have freedom of speech. Nigga, Trump got freedom of speech, bitch. Do you got a problem with anything that nigga say? The fuck does that have to do with anything? Nobody said nobody had freedom of speech, but you don't have enough of your mind to understand what's right and wrong? Like I said, you will come in my chat, Greg, and you will tell me how you love both of us. You will come in my chat and you will big up him, but when the fuck do you do the opposite when you in this nigga's chat? You don't, because bitch, I be watching. So shut the fuck up. Because see, that's the difference. You can come and meet you chat and you can say that shit. And I used to let it slide. You can't go in that nigga chat and tell him that you don't agree with him or that he shouldn't be doing the shit he doing. Look, here come another one. Hilda, oh, you the woman. You said, bitch, you talking to me? We finally got a woman in the house. Bitch, I'll whoop your ass. Say that shit to my face, bitch. You can hide behind that screen all the fuck you want. This is the first woman. We should remember her name, y'all. Remember this bitch name. If you is a woman, I don't know some of you niggas so much bitches, you might be a nigga named Hilda. Just the first woman I've ever seen talk some shit to me on Tariq's back. Most of y'all is bitch ass niggas. You don't have fathers and you think Tariq is your father. But then again, he does give off that pimp persona. So, you know, pimps like to be niggas' fathers. So I guess he be pimping you bitches. You bitch ass niggas. I'm talking about the men. I know women, right? But shout out to Hilda, the first bitch to ever come over here and talk some shit to me for Tariq. Would you like to say anything else? Huh, ma'am? You have the floor, Hilda. You want to say something else? No, you don't have nothing else to say either? nobody got nothing else. You ain't got nothing else to say, Hitler? That's only that word, you know, bitch. Add a couple more words to it. Come on, girl. Get lively with it. Like, add some more to it. Come on. You got to go a little harder than that. You talking to Michi. Come on, girl. I'm going to give you a duo. Say something else. Give me another line. Let's see. Let's see what you could do. Come on. Tariq sent you represent right, bitch. Represent right for this bitch-ass nigga. I'm sure you got the old goon pepper spray at your crib. You got your little keychain. This nigga ought to sell lip gloss. That's what he should do. This nigga ought to sell lip gloss. He would probably make a killing off that shit. I'm just like, you know? Wow. How about you niggas say one thing and don't say nothing else? Where you at? Hilda, where you at? Shout out Deshaun in the house. This is my boy Deshaun is in the house. So tonight I'm going to need y'all to choose because I'm really getting tired of the bullshit. I really am. You niggas play all of these games. Like I said, so we got Tariq supporters in the house. I'm really ready to go. I need to go smoke this blunt. I need to call Jay back. I don't know if he's calling me to tell me fuck y'all haters because he has more of a I don't give a fuck. I don't respond to the haters. That's not what I do. And so, you know, I'm going to get off in a minute. But before I do, I want to give you niggas another motherfucking opportunity that supports Tariq because you're in the chat. Tell me one thing this man has done and you cannot name his motherfucking documentary. That's some bullshit. Name something that he has done to actually work towards the freedom and fighting against the oppression of Black people in this country. Name me one thing, please. Come on. Come on with it. Y'all talk all that shit for him. Tell me what this nigga do. Because if I ask my people in the chat right now, what do Michi do? They're going to tell you what Michi has done. They're going to tell you what they showed up to, the solutions that Michi has gave. They're going to talk to you about how Michi has personally helped them in their lives. A lot of the shit that I do, I don't necessarily have to put out there. But I want you to tell me what movement or what the fuck does this nigga have? I'm watching this chat intensely in this motherfucker. I need you to tell me what the fuck he's doing that is benefiting our motherfucking race. You can talk all that shit to me. Now let me hear some of that other shit. What is Tariq doing? I'm waiting. Hilda, you know, what was it, Greg? Gregory, what was your name? I forgot. I don't know. Nigga, I'm mad. What, y'all love him so much. Why do you love him? Let's go. You gotta make me understand this shit today. Because I've had it up to here, and I don't understand this shit today. I've had one too many motherfuckers go on my page and threaten me and say some dumb shit to me. This is why I'm here right now. Because I wasn't even planning on going live tonight. Somebody said, how you make money off Black backs. Let me give y'all a note that I give in my business course that I teach. And anybody who's in there have all heard this. Everybody who's in there now had their first class Sunday, so they've heard this too. Why do you think that it's okay for Tariq, since he's so much for the Black community, to create frivolous shit that never gets you free to sell to you? Some of y'all dumb niggas, let's talk about the conditioning of how you think that that's Black empowerment, right? You think it's Black empowerment? All of the shit that y'all buy from him? Let me tell you something. Tariq is no better when it comes to capitalism than the motherfucking, here comes somebody. Look, he put, his name is Suck My Balls, and he said, you a white woman. Yes, I am. I sure am. My name is Becky. I'm a white woman. You're absolutely right. You wasted your only line in this motherfucker to say that. I'm a white woman. Okay, whatever. I'll be white. I don't give a fuck. Whatever. But I want y'all to ask me why. I want y'all to answer me this, right? Why the fuck is everything that Tariq sells some bullshit that he sells to the Black community? What do I teach y'all in my business class? What's the only color behind money? I'll see if one of my students will answer. What color is behind money? Thank you, Tia. It's green. Now, Asians and other people will come and set up shop in your fucking community. They don't even like you. They don't even like you. They don't even like you. But they set it right in your community. And they take all your dollars, billions of dollars in the weave industry, and a tiny drop in the bucket. Nothing goes to black people, right? That have to doings and making money when it comes to the weave industry. The people who make most of that money is not they're not black people, right? So I want you to think about all of these people that come into black communities to take your money. They ask you for your money all day long, and they get rich off people they hate. So if Jerico's really about black empowerment, how come he doesn't ever siphon any money out of any other community? I need y'all to think about that for a moment. See, and we're so conditioned that if I was to show you an ad, a commercial that was created for one of my students, which you're going to see this upcoming weekend and this week, because we're going to push that shit for her. We made her a goddamn commercial. Shout out to the sister. You would probably be like, why are those white people in the commercial, Mitch? Oh, because we want white people's money too, boo. We want Becky and Brian to buy this shit. We really do. We're not so gung-ho on siphoning all the fucking money out of the black community. So I'm not just constantly coming up with a new concept to sell to black people. I want Becky money too. I want Brad's money too. But see, I guess that's the difference between me and Tariq, because I teach black folks how to go and make money and learn how to do those things. Tariq don't teach y'all shit. He just make money off of y'all and then tell y'all how stupid y'all are and how broke you are and how this nigga lives in a big house and sleeps on a CD Posturepedic and you're a dumb broke nigga whenever you don't agree with him. This is what he do. Let's be real. For all of you followers in here, here come another one. How many of y'all bitch ass niggas, let's be honest, oh, Johnny's back. Johnny said, bitch, the reason, oh, he got capital letters, he yelling at a nigga. Bitch, your mama. Say, bitch. Now, who talk like they from the 70s? I think Tariq follows do. Say, bitch. The reason I did not respond is because I was blocked. That's what I said. Shit the fuck up. Do you have a GED at least? Do you know that's not a proper sentence? What you said didn't make no motherfucking sense, and that's the best you got? Shut the fuck up. Add ho on the front, and I might like that sentence a little more. Remind me of Big Shy. Ho, shut the fuck up, right? Y'all funny, and this is a grown-ass man. I said what I said. I bet you won't make me shut up. I mean, you might flag my video a couple more times. Do they take this shit down? Okay, so let me ask you a question, Johnny Doyle. So did you buy one of them Karen keychains? Let's be real, niggas. How many of y'all niggas bought one of them Karen keychains from Tariq? Come on, tell the truth. Tell the truth. And shame the devil, you niggas like Jesus. Y'all Christians, so let's shame the devil and tell the truth. How many of you niggas bought them white ass Karen keychains that he was selling? I'm so ashamed of you niggas. I am ashamed that you are part of the black race. How many of you niggas bought them keychains? So you're pro-black, but you're walking around with a white keychain of Karen? Why? 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 Why do you have a white bitch on your keychain? That's called Karen. So you want to represent? I want y'all to think about this. We talk all this shit about Karens who are constantly calling the police on black people and causing all these problems. Wait. But y'all went and bought a keychain of a white woman and you're representing walking around with Karen on your keychain. Y'all about the dumbest motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, because somebody else stupid want to say that shit. I don't know if you know, we already covered it. I heard what Tariq said. Somebody said, Tariq said, you fucking Grandmaster Jay. Yeah, and when I was cool with Tommy, not to say that I'm not, me and Tommy still good. I was fucking Tommy too, remember? According to all of you niggas, anytime I'm cool with any black man, that y'all know who it is. I can't befriend a black man. So I want you to think about that for a moment. Thank you for bringing up that ignorant ass point, because I want y'all to think about that for a moment. Now let the Karen keychain marinate, right? While this nigga was down in a black militia with guns, he was telling you they were full of shit, and then he was telling you that the answer to white supremacy was pepper spray and socks. Y'all dummies. Oh, God. Y'all lead babies. Y'all niggas drank too much city water. Get some bottled water from now on. I don't think you can reverse the effects. It's a little bit too late, but y'all dumb. Y'all dumb. This nigga told you, fuck a militia full of black people with guns, right? Black people with guns. I'm live right now, and you on my live with me, so I'm gonna let you go. They ain't on here, you know. I mean, your name should be Grandmaster Jay or Tommy Sotomayor, whoever the fuck they say I be fucking, you know, because apparently I'm fucking all these niggas. So I won't lie, but I'm gonna call you right back when I get off. You should tune in. Okay. So I just don't understand when we talking about Tariq. He tells you, fuck the niggas with the guns, fuck the niggas that's out here standing, right? With guns. Fuck them. Get you some pepper spray and some fucking socks. And had Ahmaud Arbery had this pepper spray, he might not be dead. And none of y'all found that offensive at all when he said that shit. None of y'all did. None of y'all thought that it was offensive for him to say that shit. So this nigga told you, don't buy guns, buy pepper spray. For me, pepper spray. $59.99 for pepper spray and fucking food socks. And since I do sell shit online, I just want to give y'all the heads up. If you was in my class, right? If you was in my class, y'all already noticed this nigga probably paid every bit of $3 for each one of them pepper sprays with his logo on it. And I'm sure that he paid every bit of 50 cents for each one of them two socks that he sold y'all. On my mama, I promise you that's what he got them for. And if you took my fucking class, you would know how to do that shit too. So this nigga spent all of $5 to create this shit. I promise you he did. And he sold you niggas that shit for $60. Now that's capitalism. But I guess my question would be, why the fuck he not create nothing to take white people money? Why he not talking to his white mother-in-law saying, yo, what do white people like, ma? So I can make this shit for white people. So I can get white money too. Instead, he gave it to y'all and y'all bought it. Y'all said, fuck the guns in the militia, buy this pepper spray and these socks. So I guess the plan is like to put on them socks. They make you extra fast. I don't know if they make you invisible or some shit. They shield you from all fucking white supremacy bullets or what. I don't know what they do, but they do something. Apparently, I hope they do something because he was telling them like they did. Like these motherfuckers was force field against white supremacy or something. And for $50, you niggas bought the shit. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm missing some haters in the house tonight. What's going on? So you could tune in, you could not tune in, you could tune out, because we on some fuck shit tonight. We're not learning nothing. I mean, maybe you is learning something. Somebody said Tariq is not allowed to own guns. Why not? Because he got felonies. All I know is, let me tell you this, I'm gonna be real petty. All I know is after he talked all that shit about Grandmaster Jay and people with guns and how the fuck they shouldn't have guns and you should buy pepper spray. All I know is that after all these years, none of you niggas have never seen Tariq with no guns. Next thing you know, this fat ass nigga with his fucking big ass gut sticking the fuck out. He's outside in all black at the shooting range with his girl with guns. You want them to shut the fuck up about NFAC, nigga, but you sure trying to look like them in all this black. And then his girl is up there crying about how her shoulder hurts from placing the gun in it, and her shoulder is hurting, which tells me, and she up there talking about how her shoulder hurt, and they laughed at her, which tells me you really ain't never did this shit before, huh? This is a new experience for you. So you down the black militia, but then you go take the look of wearing all black and post pictures with you with guns. Sit your bitch ass the fuck down, Tariq. So who's obsessed with who? I'm minding my business trying to support a brother that I believe in who is a good friend of mine. And all of a sudden, this nigga talking all this shit and sending you bitch ass dick sucking riding niggas over here to fuck with me. So now who's obsessed with who? Because last time I checked, I wasn't worried about what this nigga was doing. This nigga speaking on me. So it's funny how y'all have something to say to me because I'm responding to what the fuck he said. Fuck what he said. I'm responding to the fact that all you niggas are harassing me now. On all of my platforms, and all of you are grown-ass fucking men. So do you care to explain that, my nigga? Do you care to explain that? Somebody said, Mr. Lemire said, even members of NFAC are saying Grandmaster Jay is an agent. Wow. I hate you. Are you really referencing to me a video of a man who came on a nigga who is obsessed? You want to talk about obsessed? You're talking about that bae nigga who made that video and had a nigga come on his live that had on a full face mask. He had a hoodie on and you could not see him at all. Any nigga that wants to speak and say that Jay is something, then why this nigga covered up from head to toe? That nigga paid his cousin to go live and say some dumb shit. And did you really listen to what the nigga was saying? Because everybody in the comment section was like, this nigga sound crazy as hell. Something is wrong with him. Nobody was even buying it, but you would buy it because you a conditioned dick sucker. Right? You have Tariq syndrome. And so no matter what he says, whether it makes sense or not, you niggas don't fucking analyze it. You don't think for yourself. You don't have any way of gauging what the fuck is going on. So you just run whatever the fuck what people tell you, and you use no logic to listen to what the fuck being said. So tell me what NFAC members. I've seen one come forward, and I don't even know if he's from NFAC. He's coming from head to toe on a nigga's channel who's obsessed. His last 12 videos is about motherfucking Grandmaster Jay. Nigga always put my name in the title, but bitch, you keep spelling it wrong, so why don't you get it the fuck right? And maybe you'll get more views. You keep spelling my name wrong, so when they're looking for me, G, your video doesn't come up. That's all I'm saying. Right? So tell these cloud chasers to get it right. The first nigga who spoke against Grandmaster Jay came on and talking all that shit, and if you niggas listen, he seemed to be really jealous that he wasn't in charge. And the second time he had an interview on that same channel, he became really unhinged and people started saying he sounds jealous and he sounds crazy. So are these your sources, Monica? This is your source? These are the NFAC members you're claiming are calling him an agent? I hate you, niggas. Know that if we don't get anywhere and we don't ever get free, this is why. I need you to know that. I need you to know that. Because it doesn't matter. Right now, I want y'all to really ask yourselves this, and I really want y'all to think about this. And I'm going to go and call my baby back. The motherfucker I actually am fucking instead of all the niggas y'all want to keep making me be fucking, okay? Because that's what we like to do, right? We talk about white supremacy and how the fuck they're always projecting black men as bitches and they're always projecting black women as hoes. But they don't have to do that for us because y'all do the same thing. So a woman can't be good with a man, be friends with a man, right? Without me fucking them. Because that's what black women do. We just are hoes and we fuck every man we're around and we don't know how to just have relationships and be friends with black men. This is what y'all assume in all those comments that you fucking make, which is part of conditioning, which is really fucked up to me too, that you let a nigga talk like this and y'all don't see how the fuck that shit ain't nothing but the white man's rhetoric, the massa and oppression being spilled out of a black fucking mouth. Y'all always gotta play black women as hoes. I gotta be fucking everybody, let y'all tell it. Because there's no such thing as black men and black women getting along with one another, supporting one another for the cause. It always got to be some dick sucking and fucking going on, right? No, that's because you be dick sucking Tariq. That's what you think everybody else do. But I just want y'all to understand. I want y'all to understand this. And I really, when I get off here, I want y'all to let this marinate, right, in your mind for a little while. Everybody that's doing something is an agent. So let's just pretend we're all agents. None of us are legit. We've all been sent here by the government. We're all trying to tear black people down. We're all trying to keep everybody oppressed. We're really working for the FBI. Let's pretend that, okay? Let's pretend that for a moment. So, according to y'all, since there's no real leaders out here, like everybody's the agent, anybody who's doing the real work, if a brother or a sister that was legitimate came along and was doing great work and getting things done, what would be the difference? How would you niggas know? How would you know? How would you know who's real and who's not real? If somebody was legit, they would be doing all of these same things, right? So how would you know? I think that we're so fucked up. I think that we're so conditioned. I think that our thought process is so fucking backwards that they know that they don't have to do shit to us. Because at the end of the day, even those doing the real work, niggas, will come along and they will tear that person down. They will taint their name and they will call them agents and they will fuck them over and they will make everybody be divided based on what they think about that person, and it will be infighting and it will never be an issue. If I was the enemy, if I was the government, if I was the oppressor, I would realize that we won to a great extent because I never have to do anything again. We have conditioned people so well that even when real ones show up, they're going to scrutinize them, they're going to crucify them, they're going to unturn everything about them, they're going to bring up all their negative shit, they're going to make up things about them, they're going to call them all scammers, they're going to do all of these things, so we don't have to do anything. Because if they're legit and they're about something real, the niggas will destroy their own. We never got to worry about it. It's good. We condition them well. And for as much as everybody's a scammer, I just want to say to y'all this. Everybody's a scammer to y'all. So for those of you who think I'm a scammer and everybody else is a scammer, can you name me one person you don't fucking call a scammer? Just name me one, please, come on. Name me somebody who's not a scammer, who's doing real work. Name me one. And the sad truth is none of you niggas will. Because it's always some group of people willing to think that somebody is the fucking scammer. Somebody says Tariq doesn't scam. Lamont, get Tariq dick out your mouth on my live. There's some things that are not permitted to be put on YouTube, and you sucking another man's dick in my comment section is one of them. You can get my video taken down for all this dick sucking you're doing. Tariq is a scam. Now, if you buy a product from Tariq, do you get your product? Absolutely. I don't know if it's absolutely, let me stop lying, because I ain't never ordered nothing from this nigga. I actually did have a couple people tell me they never received DVDs and shit. Sometimes that happened in business. So at the end of the day, I don't think he scam people out of their money. I think he's a hustler. He pimps you niggas and y'all stupid as fuck. He laughs at you. Him and his wife sit back and his white Jewish mother-in-law and watch how you rack up his fucking bank account based on your oppression and your blackness. Somebody said Sineta. I'm sorry to tell you, I've seen people say Sineta is a fucking fraud and he's a scam and don't listen to that nigga, he's an agent too. I've heard people say the same thing about Sineta. So no. He's not a scam. What he's not is a fucking leader. So I'm going to need y'all to put this nigga in his right box. He's an entertainer and he is a capitalist and he makes money. Like, this is what he does. He builds products for your black ass and only your black ass, not anybody else, which makes him a dumbass businessman. Because the truth of the matter is, if you think you can siphon millions of dollars out of the black community, how much more could you siphon out of all communities if you started taking money from other races? But he's okay with taking just the black community. Tariq is a scammer. And I'm gonna tell you how he's a scammer. Not because you order a product and you don't get it, but because nothing about him is real. He's fraudulent as fuck. And I dare you to challenge me on it. Go back to that nigga's history where he began. Tariq doesn't have a passion, my nigga. Only thing he has passion for is money. Suck my balls says you're the scammer. I know, who did I scam? I'm getting tired of hearing that too. So suck my balls, since I'm not allowing anybody to block you tonight. While you're ready to tell me this, tell me who I've scammed. Please, tell me who I've scammed. Like, quit calling me a scammer without no receipts. Who the fuck did I scam? I'll wait. Right, please, Reem. Thank you. My personal assistant. Can we get some Jeopardy music in here? Somebody said you're helping scam. No, bitch. Explain. Who am I scamming? No, those are sideways. I'm helping scam. Who am I helping to scam? And what am I scamming on? And who am I scamming people from? Please, all the people I've scammed, feel free to speak the fuck up now. Please. Who have I scammed? Please tell me. I mean, I know I missed the consultation or two the other day because I had a family, emergency, but I refunded those, so I don't know who I'm scamming. I just need to know. Who? Where? You do know. See, this is my problem with you niggas. You come in my chat and you throw words out there and you don't fucking put any proof behind it. See, when I tell you something about Tariq, I explain why the fuck I said what I said about him or anybody else. You can't say anything about me scamming anybody, nigga. I just want you to tell me who I scammed. And this proves my point. See, and this is why I want y'all to let these bitch-ass motherfuckers talk in the chat tonight, because I'm proving a fucking point. Niggas will say anything in here. They will say any motherfucking thing in here. But nobody will tell me how I scammed anybody. This is my whole point. It doesn't matter who we are. It doesn't matter what we try to do for the Black community. There will always be other Black people trying to tear us down. Again, if I scam somebody, then say who I scam. Who have I scammed out of what? Last time I checked my bank account, none of my money was built on scams. Here comes Slutty Beats. You are very delusional. Who's delusional? Me? There's a whole lot I could say, but I'm done talking. And I'm about to get the fuck off of here. I just want to say to y'all, do not be surprised if there comes a day that Michi just walks away from all of this shit. Don't be surprised. Miss me when I'm gone, because when I leave, I will not be coming back. And I promise you, lately, that is where my mind is. I'm tired of dealing with this shit. And it ain't gonna do nothing but get even worse. I'm tired of motherfuckers fucking with my kids. I'm tired of you niggas fucking with me. I'm ready to say fuck you two. I'm ready to bust a cap in a bunch of you niggas' asses. Fuck some you two. Fuck this fucking fight for freedom. Fuck all you niggas. None of you live in my shoes. None of you go through what I go through. And that's what you house niggas, you feel niggas want. You do. And you house niggas. Tariq a house nigga. He live good. That's what y'all want us to do. You want me to shut up? You want me to be quiet? You want me to go away? Because none of you niggas want freedom. That's not what y'all really want. Y'all want this shit here. Y'all want entertainment on YouTube at the expense of other people's lives. I know that's what they want me to do, but this is my whole point. If that's what they want me to do and I'm doing the real work, then y'all could be left with the niggas who ain't doing no real work. How about that? These is y'all saviors. These niggas is doing so much. So let these niggas save you. Let these niggas save you. Let these niggas save you. That's what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to let them save you. Tariq is your answer. I'm gonna get off this live. I'm gonna go call my friend Jay back, my friend. And I'm gonna see how he's doing this evening. I'm gonna go return his call. And as a favor to him, if he has something that he wants me to say to y'all, then I will. But other than that, I swear to God, I'm tired of all of you niggas. I really am. None of y'all sit in my shoes. None of y'all know what I have to deal with. And sometimes I just don't feel like this shit is worth it. I really don't. I think it's pitiful that as a woman and for everything that I try and do for our community, I'm constantly fighting fucking grown-ass men all the time. My children have been threatened by grown-ass men. I have a daughter who is dealing with a death, who was very depressed at the time. And Tariq sent his followers, and when they found her, they asked her how she felt about her mother sucking Tommy's dick. My daughter was already depressed. She was already crying every day, talking about she didn't want to live no more. And this is what the fuck you said, my daughter? Black people. This is what y'all do. This is what y'all do. And you're okay with people who do that. I'm not okay with that either. I'm not. I'm tired of fighting black people because I'm done with this YouTube shit. I'm this close to punching a nigga in their mouth or putting a pistol in your shit and ending your life. You're going to quit fucking with me and you're going to quit fucking with my kids. The last thing I'll be damned if I do is sit here and go through all of this fucking bullshit, go through all of this fucking turmoil to get to the end of my life. What? And maybe be locked the fuck up? Maybe get fucking taken out by a nigga who got a price that'll take a motherfucker out for the right dollar amount, for nothing to be changed, for niggas to still be enslaved, for us not to be any further than the fuck we were when we got to this bitch 500 years ago. You want me to sacrifice? Why you niggas sacrifice nothing? Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not doing that shit. So y'all can miss me with that bullshit because I'm tired of fighting you fucking bitch ass men. I really am. I ain't got time for this internet shit because I will fuck a nigga up over this internet shit. I'm not no motherfucking keyboard gangster. This is my real life. So I know a lot of you support me, but at the end of the day, if you find me, she don't come the fuck back, you can thank all these other niggas around you. Because for as much as I stand, I really get offended at the fact that I stand so much for black men and all the fuck I'm constantly fighting is black men. Somebody else stand up. Put your shit in this, put yourself in this motherfucking position. Here come another one. Somebody else said in this comedy, his name is Kingpin. Nothing but fucking niggas. That's it, niggas. All day long, grown ass fucking men. That's it. This is what y'all do. I'm ashamed of our fucking black men. That's why we'll never get nowhere. I mean, ain't shit. You bitches is either wearing dresses or you acting like you need a dress. Man, I gotta go. Bye.